lumber. It is 8:51, and we begin our series on spotlighting the community partners of the United Way of the Flint Hills. The annual campaign is underway for the United Way, led by Mr. Mike Argabright. And the campaign just started up a little bit over a month ago.
Yep.
And we got workplace campaigns underway. You can find out more at UnitedWayOfTheFlintHills.org. And we'll be spotlighting all of our community partners that do such great work in and around the Emporia area. And there's 20-plus of them. So we got to get busy.
We do, yeah.
Busy spotlighting. We're pleased to be joined this morning by Carla Fessler to talk about Camp Alexander here on a Monday morning. Carla, good morning.
Hey, Carla.
Good morning, you guys. How are you this rainy morning?
We're doing all right. How about you?
I'm fabulous, except I'm first with these United Way things. And going first is a little scary.
You'll be fine.
You'll be good. We'll be gentle.
This is not your first, Carla. Come on. Let's go.
That's true. I feel like we're old friends.
Yes, we are. You've been doing great work with Camp Alexander for many years. And, you know, battling through, a COVID year and then coming back. How was this past summer, Carla?
Oh, my gosh. It was wonderful, especially after not having camp the summer before, and we let a lot of people down, but everybody understood, I think. We kept our numbers smaller this summer, and we were very, very proud to make it all summer long without any having to close down. When we did hear that there were several camps around the state or around our area that did have to close. So I think with the protocols that our summer directors and our counselors followed, we just made it through, and our kids once again enjoyed summer out at Camp Alexander.
Carla, from your perspective, how important was it, not only, I guess, from just the straight nuts and bolts and the mitigation side of things to remain open, but really, I guess, maybe from an emotional / psychological perspective here to keep the camp open last summer?
Well, I think, you know, our times have been so kind of almost depressing, stressful, and as far as kids-wise, I think they needed to know that they could get out and play and be free again. And, you know, we did have them wear masks when they were in close contact in the lunchroom and things like that. But, you know, when they're running through the woods or swimming or canoeing, they didn't have to wear their masks. And I think it gave them that sense of, okay, the world's going to be okay. We're outside playing. We're with our friends. And it also, on the flip side, for the parents involved, I think love knowing camp was back, that their kids can go someplace fun in the summer, didn't have to worry about them, it's a safe place for them to play, and they're outside, so that's awesome.
Carla Fessler, Camp Alexander, United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlight. Camp Alexander is a community partner of the United Way. Well, let's talk about Camp Alexander and its mission. Give us kind of the rundown of when you set things up for the summer and how things work, Carla.
Well, we start working kind of on summer activities right after the first of the year. Juan Ramirez and Jen McKay do a great job of planning our summer events, and we try to change it up every year, although we have our standards, which you guys all know. But they do come up with different theme days, which are fun. I mean, theme weeks, and then there's special days throughout those summer weeks that they get to do different things. So it's a constant planning and thinking about it. And I think if the world keeps getting better like it seems to be doing, next summer we can go back to our full numbers and turn it back into the camp it was a couple of years ago.
How many kids have you been serving, I guess, under normal circumstances when it comes to Camp Alexander? How many kids come out here for those camps and even the other activities that you have sprinkled across the calendar?
Well, we have typically on the favorite weeks, we have 100, maybe a little more than that even. We typically have between 80 and 100 most times. This summer, we kept our numbers below 60. We were sure that we kept one counselor per every 15 kids all summer, all week long for their week. So they didn't have changing up where in the past they'd go from station to station and do different things and mix everybody up. We were not mixing this summer, but next summer hopefully it's back to normal and hanging out with our buddies and doing whatever we need to do out there to have fun.
Carla, how long is the Camp Alexander summer window, and who is eligible to participate in camp?
We have kids ages 6 through 14 for 10 weeks during the summer. We always start right after school is out. So, and then we're done about the week before school starts. They start sign up. We have early bird sign up in March, and that is when we give parents a discount to get their kids signed up a little bit early. And we'll talk more about that when spring gets here, just to make sure I don't say something that we're not going to do that exactly like. I don't want to quote something that's not true. But it's just a great place. A lot of parents, maybe next summer, will have their kids all 10 weeks for a summer daycare. It's an outdoor daycare, but the kids love it.
Along those lines, I'm sorry, Ron, I was going to ask, kind of, what are some of the different things that you hear from parents and from kids once a camp season is over, or maybe even a couple of years after kids are gone through?
Well, you know, I feel like I revert to these kinds of stories all the time, but we had parents even this summer who said, well, we're going to bring them out. Not sure they're going to like it. They're not really used to being outside, and they don't really like to get dirty, and, oh, we don't know about the lunches. We might have to have them bring their own food, and they take them the first day, and the kids are mad because mom came already to pick them up. They were having too much fun, and, you know, they just love it, and they want to keep coming back. And we heard that again this summer, even though it was a different summer, that kids who'd never been before just kept talking about it and having so much fun. So we're always proud of ourselves for doing something like that.
Carla, how important is the support and partnership with the United Way of the Flint Hills to Camp Alexander?
Oh, they are a huge part of keeping us afloat. We appreciate our community and the United Way so much for all they do to help us financially, and they support us in other ways. They've done that over the years, helping us get maybe books for kids or having people come out and volunteer at our camp. I don't know what we'd do without our community. As you guys know, we have the best community who always steps up to support us.
Yeah, your support of the United Way of the Flint Hills is very important to all of the community partners that do such great work here in and around the Emporia area. And looking forward to a big summer coming up at Camp Alexander. Carla, as always, we appreciate your time.
Hey, Ron, can I put in one quick plug for a little fundraiser we have coming up?
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, it was on my list, and I didn't lead you into that. What is coming up, Carla?
We have the 0.5K for Camp A, which is 0.5K is basically, I think, 327 yards. So we do this at Harry and Lloyd's in America. Mike Phillips has always been very gracious to let us have a fundraiser there. You leave the little bar and grill, and you walk kind of around the park and come back. So it's pretty long. You have to. I've been in training for that.
Yeah. We'd hate to have you winded, Carla. Yeah.
I know, exactly. And so when you get to the park, there's three little activities that you get to do, some fun little activity things. And then when you get back to the bar and grill with your entry fee, it's two beverages of choice, adult or not adult, a T-shirt and a meal, and then a cup of witch's brew this year because we're having a witchy Halloween theme. Costumes are encouraged if they want to have them. So if you look on our on Facebook, there's a Facebook page for that, the 0.5K for Camp A. And if you have any questions, you can always call us.
0.5K. I'm all for that.
For Camp A. That makes two of us.
All right,
Carla. It's my kind of run.
There you go.
Thanks,
you guys.
Carla. Talk to you later.
Take care.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Carla Fessler, Camp Alexander. Yes, our first of our many to come, Community Partner Spotlights, United Way of the Flint Hills. Your support to the United Way leads to direct support of all of the community partners that do such tremendous work and affect so many lives positively here in our area. Tomorrow we'll be chatting with Salvation Army Lieutenant Miley Haddon. It kind of will be a United Way spotlight and a big preview of our drive for food.
Oh, okay, cool.
That is coming up this Thursday.
Makes a lot of sense. And also, kind of veering off of that topic, we encourage you to listen to KVUE 1006 tomorrow morning because we have the first of our two KVUE candidate forums revolving around the Emporia School Board race. And our guests tomorrow will be incumbent Mike Crouch and challengers Lillian Lingenfelter and Paul Meinke. That goes from 10:06 to around 11 o'clock. School board races here this time around have gotten a lot more attention than they typically do, and we know you'll have questions during the program. So we'll open up the question bank a little bit earlier than we typically do tomorrow, but 10:06 is when we'll start. The programs will be in the KVUE.com audio vault after they are done. Another one coming Thursday with Christina Faulkner, Jamie Reaver, and Jennifer Thomas, also at 10:06 in the morning.
Our candidate forums brought to you by ESB Financial, Geotech, Ray Roofing, and Justice Painting. All those folks providing support of our candidate forums here on KVOE. So tune in tomorrow, 10:06, Thursday, 10:06.
Right here on KVOE and KVOE.com.
It is 9:01.
You've waited long enough.
I mean, I know what